the affirmative team can't solve or can't fix oil dependence if they can't find a viable alternative for all major modes of transportation.
Drama, debate, and forensics is an interesting activity. The drama events can be really entertaining and exciting, while the debate can be intimidating.
The U.S. Department of Energy, 2004.
This is the only other Ruby I've ever met. Ruby Corton from Homer, arguing for alternative energy in cross-ex debate. She made a believer out of me.
My name is Hannah Hamburg.
And I'm Aaron Bastola.
And this is a piece entitled The Owl and the Pussycat.
By Bill Minow.
The acting events, especially at state level, can also be totally absorbing. Hannah Hamburg and Aaron Vastola are my childhood friends, but in The Owl and the Pussycat, they transform into people I've never met.
It's a free country, isn't it? Why can't I, Doris Wheeler, choose to die?
You can, just don't mess up mine.
Just wait. I'll put up your suicide note.
You couldn't be so heartless.
Finalists from McKiskey, Tristan Rutherford and Katie Reed. From Sitka, Hannah Hamburg and Aaron Bastola.
As incredible as this duet was, the competition is really tough. Two junior girls from Sitka won the hearts of judges with a powerful duet called The Role of Della.
In first place, from Sitka, Caitlin Woolsey.
It won first place and a command performance.
So we dressed Vicky up in this little white Barbie outfit and put him in the dollhouse. And he crawled right into the miniature bathroom like he wanted to take a bath.
And a southern accent.
Then he got stuck in the hall closet. We had to shake the dollhouse up and down until Vicky popped out. But he was all hopper and we couldn't catch him. And he ran straight downstairs to where Carol's mama was holding this big ritzy dinner party. And Vicky ran straight out.
Let's see a little Spanish.
Look. Grande, jefe de mi mantra, pero cuando...
No, I don't want Spanish dialogue. I want a Spanish accent. Comprende.
So, Caitlin, how hard did you and Barrett work to get the first place in duet acting?
We worked pretty hard, really hard. We worked this week with WT, who's a professional actor who's up visiting for arts in the schools. And he helped us a lot with our intentions of what our characters wanted in the scene. And we had already made choices about our characters and our actions and our voices, but that underlayer really helped us have energy throughout the piece and have us thinking as the characters the whole time, which I think really made the performance.
The state DDF tournament is like the reunion of a big family. On the Sitka team, many of us have been performing together since we were kids. Our coach is Caitlin's mom, Stacy, who won DDF Coach of the Year. She reminded me that there's been a tradition of DDF in Alaska for many years.
This is my 23rd year coaching drama, debate, and forensics, and it's a huge honor to receive the Coach of the Year award, especially since it was my fellow coaches around the state that selected me, so I was really proud to win.
On the Sitka team, there are two brother and sister pairs. Caitlin's brother, Sam, is on the team, and so is my brother, Cooper. With his partner, Calvin Drake, Cooper went all the way to the final round in public forum debate. For a sophomore nicknamed Kapoopy, this was quite an achievement.
Go, Kapoopy!
And in first place, from Sitka, Calvin Drake and Cooper Gage.
How did you feel when you won the debate against Chris Bowman and Ryan Smalley?
Ecstatic. State championship, you know, not really feeling quite like it.
To hold a state drama, debate, and forensics tournament, all that is needed are 3 days, 17 schools, 400 judges, and a rock band. This is Sitka's favorite, Slack Tide. Reporting from the 2009 Alaska State DDF Meet in Sitka, I'm Ruby Gale.